The late great Alan Mann right there, Christmas on the Block. Rumored to be about the blind family in Upper Darby that put up so many Christmas lights on their house that they couldn't see them, but they can feel them. Alan Mann, great local shot artist, sadly no longer with us, jumped out of his apartment building, used to live on South Street, may rest in peace. And May Pang actually took that song to John Lennon. And he was going to actually produce Alan Mann, take that song national, but we all know what happened to John Lennon. But I'm sure they're working on it upstairs as we speak. And we send that out to Elf Zachary, a writer from the North Pole Gazette. Wanted to hear that, so we granted his request. You know, there's elves who rap. There's elves who take the weather. There's elves who pack Santa's sled. There's mailroom elves. There's food elves. There's decorating elves. There's even singing elves. I can't get to all of them this morning. Jackie Bam Bam saying hello to Tom Verth in Trevos, wishing us a Merry Christmas. Also, Logan is in the 215. And Jameson. Larry from Millersville said, love that version of Silent Night from Vanilla Fudge. Now he has a new reason to love it. Thanks, Bam Bam, and Merry Christmas. Well, Merry Christmas to you as well, Larry. You know, because after all, Santa's not the only person working hard for a Merry Christmas. And what elf do we need to know about now? Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Jackie Bam Bam.
That would be me, but I'm Santa Bam Bam this morning. Who am I speaking to?
Tom Kiefer calling in.
I'm getting that warm and fuzzy feeling. My old neighbor, Tom Kiefer of Cinderella? You went and told everybody I used to steal pizza out of your apartment and my mom used to make you tea?
Yes.
Well, it feels like you never left. Merry Christmas, Tom.
Merry Christmas to you. I just wanted to call. You know, I just put my son to bed, and he's all excited about Santa coming, and I think I might have just heard the big guy outside here. So it's a good thing we got him down to sleep, because I think he's about to come down the chimney here. But I wanted to get a call in real quick here to say hi to you and wish you a Merry Christmas and wish all my friends and family and everyone back in Philadelphia a very Merry Christmas.
Tom, so great to hear from you. Last year, your guitarist in Cinderella, Jeff, called us. So this is like an annual thing. I'm liking this. But what a great year for you, Tom. You released your first ever solo album, The Way Life Goes, with singles, Solid Ground, The Flower Song. You've been touring all over it. You stopped back home here in Philadelphia. We had you on our Preston Steve morning show, and then I hosted the show with you at J.C. Dobbs on legendary South Street. And then you made some history in Atlantic City at the now-defunct House of Blues, no longer there. You played with Hailstorm, and Lizzie joined you. First time ever on Nobody's Fooling, and she's a big, big Cinderella fan, and that had to be great. And then we also took our MMR listeners up to B.B. King's, and Mama Bam Bam's still smiling because you had your banner shipped to her house, which I had to bring down to you before you went on stage, and we debuted it down there. My mom was so proud, telling everybody, I'm getting Tom Kiefer's banner mailed to my house, UPS. She was getting worried. Jackie, it's not here yet. So as soon as it came, I raced down and bought it to Larry Moran, your tour manager. Just a lot of great, great fun with you this year, Tom.
Yeah, that gig was a blast, man. That was really a lot of fun.
The listeners were kind of thinking like, oh my God, is Lizzie going to join Tom Kiefer up on stage? And we didn't know what song we were going to get. We were thinking the Nazareth song, Love Hurts, that you did with Bad Romance, which you did at Farm Aid many moons ago. But you fooled everybody. You walked out on stage and you did Nobody's Fool. And that was the first time you did it. So that made a lot of history, because you went on to share the stage with Hailstorm on a couple more dates on the tour. But we were first. We got it first in Atlantic City. We had bragging rights.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. I love that band, and I love Lizzie, and that was a really good time.
And then we took some of our MMR listeners up to B.B. King's in New York City, and you just blew the roof off of that place.
Oh, yeah, that was a blast up there. That was really, really fun. I had never played that venue before up there, and I'd been hearing about it for a while, and so I was anticipating having a good time there, and we certainly did. It was a great crowd, so a lot of fun that night.
Tom, I notice a lot of people now, do you take the liking of this? They call you and your wife, Savannah, the Johnny Cash and June Carter of our generation when you're out on the road.
Yeah, we love that. We read that a couple places. We're definitely big fans of Johnny and June, so that's a cool thing. To be compared to them in any way is cool. So.
And you do have a connection with Johnny Cash, because on the recording of your album, The Way Life Goes, you work with Chuck Turner, who engineered some of Johnny Cash's late American recordings.
Yeah. He worked on a lot of that stuff. He still works up at Johnny Cash's place with Johnny's son. And they work on, they produce all kinds of stuff together. But Chuck was one of the producers on The Way Life Goes, along with myself and Savannah. He's a good friend of ours.
And speaking of your lovely wife and great backup singer in your band, Tom, can you tell us what you're going to get Savannah for Christmas?
Well, I can't really say.
See, I was trying to get it out of you. Hey, speaking of the family here, Tom, how old's your little guy, Jaden? That's his name, right?
He's 10 years old.
And it seems like he's always either on the tour bus or at home here when you play Philadelphia, bringing him back for the family. I remember a couple years ago, I hosted a Bam Bam Jam with Cinderella at the Electric Factory, and maybe 5 years old he was at the time. He's running back and forth backstage, and it was just so great watching you be a father and being the rock star in the same sentence. I'm like, man, how's he do it? And he loves his sports. He's a little slugger, right? Loves his baseball?
Oh, yeah. He's quite the baseball player, man. He's a badass pitcher, and he's a great athlete. He plays everything from soccer to basketball, baseball, and all of it. So now he's getting into street hockey, so that's kind of cool. I've been telling him Flyers stories from when I was a kid and the Broad Street Bullies and all that, so he's all ears.
You're teaching him well, Tom, the Broad Street Bullies. And by the way, did you coach any of his teams?
Yeah, actually we did. Savannah and I both did when he was about 5 or 6, like a little baseball team that he was on.
Okay.
So, and it was Coach Pitch. So
that's got to be cool. Everybody on the team's like, his daddy's Tom Kiefer of Cinderella. He's our coach. What's Coach Pitch mean?
I would pitch to the kids, you know, and I figured out after I accepted the job why no other parent wanted it, because I quickly realized it's like the last thing you want to do is hit a kid with a ball. So nobody wanted the job of being the pitcher, you know, and I figured out why after I accepted the job.
We follow you on Twitter and Facebook, and you took them to the Baseball Hall of Fame while you were touring this year, too?
Yeah, we did. That was a blast up in Cooperstown.
How cool is that, giving the kid the opportunity to see the Baseball Hall of Fame, being out on tour with Dad?
Yeah, we had a great time, and it was actually right after, I believe we went there right after the B.B. King gig.
Oh, okay.
We had a day off the next day, and we were heading up to Portland, if I remember correctly, and we spent our day off in Cooperstown, and we all loved it. Our bass player, Billy, was a catcher when he was a kid. He played baseball, and everyone in the band really, really enjoyed that place. It's a really, really cool little town there.
Tom, your solo debut, The Way Life Goes, just an amazing record. Any plans or anything in the works for a second follow-up album next year?
Well, this year, we're actually touring again with the solo band behind The Way Life Goes. The label's releasing some more singles in 2015.
Okay.
And we're booking and routing a tour starting, in the spring. We're going to probably kick it off with the Monsters of Rock cruise.
Harlan Henriksen and Larry Moran, they do such a great job with that Monsters of Rock cruise.
Yeah. So the solo band is going to do that this year. And we're going to, be rocking from there through the spring and summer.
Now, will Cinderella be also on the Monsters of Rock cruise or just your solo?
No, just the solo band.
Okay. Your voice, God bless you, Tom, it's back, and you can tell by the scream, leading off into the album. Lead off single, Solid Ground, just amazing, and I heard Savannah caught that. What'd she do, hit the record button while you were screaming at her or something like that?
No, she was producing me that night, and I was cutting the vocal on that song. We had this great rocking track, and I went out to start recording the vocal on it, and I wasn't planning on doing that scream, and I remember I was kind of pissed off that night about something. I don't really remember what it was, but I wasn't planning that scream. But then I just kind of, when that downbeat hit, I just hit it kind of, just off the cuff, if you will. And she hit the talkback button and she said, we're not touching that. She said that stays. So
Savannah knows best, and that scream just takes you right into that song. It's like, Kiefer's back. I'm so glad you called, Tom. Anything on the top of your Christmas list for Santa?
I don't know. I'm a pretty happy guy, I got everything a guy could want. I really do. I'm looking forward to a great tour next year. I think Savannah is too. And we're really enjoying being out and working together and playing with this band that we've put together. That's I feel like I've already had Christmas. So.
What an arsenal of guitars you have. I always see the pictures. I'm like, man, where do you get that? Where do you get that? And I'm thinking, going back to the Galaxy and the Empire days, he didn't have that guitar. Hey, and speaking of Philadelphia, well representing us, Tom, I want to say thank you so so much when you were one of the guests on Eddie Trunk on VH1 Classics, That Metal Show. And I thought it was so cool because I'm a card-carrying Rolling Stones freak, as well as yourself, and just saying the Rolling Stones rule while you're sitting next to Rob Zombie.
They do, man.
That's right.
I was talking to a friend of mine today about that, actually, and it's like, it's amazing how one group of individuals can corner the market on cool, right? I mean, they're just the best.
I remember seeing you at the Wildwood Convention Center with Brittany Fox, and I think they were even signed that night or offered a deal, and I think you closed your show with a Skinnertude and the Stones, and I was like, yeah, was it Jumpin' Jack Flash you started doing on the second tour or something? But I was blown away.
Yeah, we used to do Jumpin' Jack Flash. We also used to, actually on the second tour, we did Brown Sugar too, which was a fun one to do.
And Mr. Riffhard Keefe celebrated his 71st birthday just last week, and without his partner in crime, born on the same day, the great sax man, Bobby Keys, who we sadly lost in the same week, as well as Ian McLaglen of the Faces. We lost Bobby due to cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah, that really was. That really was a drag, man. He was a big inspiration to me, and, you know, he really inspired my love of the saxophone and rock and roll sax.
Yeah, you do a great job playing the live part on Shelter Me.
And he actually played on The Way Life Goes. He did the sax solo on Babylon, the last track on the record.
Oh, wow.
I actually had the opportunity to play with him a couple of times. He was very good friends with Andy Johns, who was, you know, the producer on the Cinderella records. And I jammed with Bobby a couple of times out in L.A. with Andy and hung out with him. He's a really great guy. So,
did Andy have anything to do with getting Little Richard in the video of Shelter Me?
No. That was actually the director was very good friends with Little Richard. Jeff Stein, the director,
okay,
knew Richard for years and brought him into that, which was really cool because I'm a huge Little Richard fan.
How can you not love the beauty on duty? Who's not a Little Richard fan? Well, Tom, I want to thank you for calling into our Santa Tracker show, and I hope Santa Claus brings you everything you want this year.
Oh, man, I feel like he already has, man. I just feel very blessed. I've just had a great ride so far. I'm looking forward to more, man. I really am.
Will we see you in our great city, your hometown of Philadelphia, anytime soon? Anything on the tour itinerary you're looking
ahead
here?
Yeah, I think next year we will be coming through there because we came through the first year we were touring, and this year we did not come through, and I'm pretty sure next year we'll be coming through there. We're going to be hitting a lot more places next year.
Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday to you and your family, Tom.
You too, Jackie. Great talking with you, my friend.
My brother from another mother. Always great talking to you, Tom. Have a wonderful and safe holiday. Like I said, you never know who's going to call and check in on our Santa Tracker show. Tommy Kiefer of Cinderella.
Merry Christmas to everyone up there in Philadelphia.
Welcome back home, Tom.